It's time to learn more about what's happening in our communities with Community Matters on KD Country 94. Community Matters is brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.
You are listening to Waterside Wake Up. Jason here. Community Matters time and 68 degrees, 740, Wednesday, November 9th. And like I said, Community Matters, we are ready to go. November is not only election month and we just get past Halloween and all that stuff, but November around here is Match Month. And I have Colleen Eberle and Julia Raby to tell me all about Match Month.
All right. Well, I'll kick it off. This is Colleen Eberle, and we want to say thank you for having us. We're really excited to be here. Again, we come every year to talk about Match Month. It's a really big campaign for the foundation. It's a wonderful opportunity to engage our surrounding communities and really just try to build some permanent endowments for Mitchell County that can continue to give grants all across the county to area nonprofits and schools and things like that. So Match Month, we are going into our seventh year. So this is our seventh time doing Match Month. And I'm excited to say that we have hit our $50,000 goal every year. So Match Month is a campaign that is sponsored by the Dane G. Hansen Foundation. They challenge us to raise $50,000 in 1 month, and our month is the month of November. For the past 6 years, they have matched every dollar raised up to $50,000 one and a half times. So this year, it's really exciting because they have come back and increased that match. So this year, for the first time ever, every dollar raised during the month of November is going to be matched 200%. So nice. It's a really great opportunity for donors to maximize their donation, and really just allows us to capture that advantage of the 200% match.
Okay, how do I get involved? How does a listener out there get involved in donating and getting that money matched twice?
Sure, absolutely. So you can mail a donation to P.O. Box 369, Beloit, Kansas, 67420. Or you can come and see us in Cocker City today at 9 o'clock. We'll be at Farmers and Merchants Bank, and they're graciously hosting a coffee for the Community Foundation, and we would love to see you there. This morning, we also have a coffee in Tipton next Wednesday at 9 a.m. at the Tipton Cafe. And then throughout the week, you can always drop it at the Porterhouse. We share offices with the Beloit Area Chamber and the Mitchell County Community Development, and they graciously help us collect mail there. And then we also have Fraser Johnson and Martin office is part of our community foundation work, and so you can drop it off for Darcel McPeak there at the foundation.
Okay.
And I might just add one more in there,
because
we have lots of ways to give. Yeah. You can always visit Mitchell County Strong as well. So there's a landing page on Mitchell County Strong for Match Month, and there's an opportunity to donate online that will take you directly to our foundation website. So if you want to donate online, that's an option as well.
Okay. What kind of organizations or places are these donations going to?
Sure, absolutely. So the exciting part about Match Month is that it goes in the Community Impact Fund. A major portion of the donations in the match go into that fund. And for Mitchell County, that has been a huge blessing in the way that we've been able to create Dream Big, which is something we launched last year. Based on the growth of that fund, we were able to grant $50,000 together with SVED to our first downtown lot improvement project in Beloit. And then we also work to bring $50,000 more in for a trails project that is actually working as well. And so there are more flexibility with this impact fund. It is advised by our board of directors. And the great thing is that it continually gives back to Mitchell County.
Okay, so kind of as things get needed, then the board decides on where to put that money, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. Over the last 6 years, Match Month has generated almost $700,000 of funds that will forever, they're in a permanent endowment. I know that's kind of can be a confusing word, but basically what that means is that money will just continue to stay in Mitchell County and grow while it allows us to also supplement grants throughout the community. So a lot of people will know the Solomon Valley Community Foundation for our biannual grant cycle. That's something that we have always done. Dream Big was a really exciting initiative that we kicked off last year only because we've had the opportunity to raise so much money for that Community Impact Fund. But the Community Impact Fund also does supplement grants that we distribute biannually. And so every school in Mitchell County has benefited from that. Every city, I would say, all nonprofit organizations all across the county have received grants from the Solomon Valley Community Foundation.
Okay, one more time, give the listeners out there how they can get involved and where to donate that money.
Yes, so MitchellCountyStrong.com is the website that you can find all the details, and you can find the mailing address and our phone numbers as well. Again, I'm Julia Raby with the Solomon Valley Community Foundation, and we would love to assist you, answer questions, but you can mail your donation as well to P.O. Box 369 in Beloit, Kansas, 67420.
Okay. Anything else either one of you have to add?
No. We just want to say thank you. Thank you to everybody in Mitchell County. We have always, always hit our $50,000 goal. And not only do we continue to hit our goal, but we always surpass it. And that is just thanks to all of the amazing donors and engaged community members who really put it as a priority to give back to their community. So we want to say thank you very much.
All right, that's Colleen Eberle and Julia Raby from the Solomon Valley Community Foundation telling us all about Match Month. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.